President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I'm your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network home studios in San Francisco, California. We try to get to you every which way we can, though. So many different ways to be a part of the show. What this show is on all these sports talk networks is it's video game talk. And not just sports video games, but all video games. And I've been doing this show almost 20 years now, and I want you to be a part of the proceedings. You're my unpaid correspondents. Come on in and let us know what's good, bad, or ugly in your video game world, because I can't play every video game, and even if I could, our tastes are a little bit different. So what do you like? What's underhyped? What's overhyped? What is worth our money? Because it ain't cheap, but we are in the golden age of video games, so it doesn't mean that there's still not a lot of things to avoid. There are a lot of games that are mailed in and not ready and buggy. Let's talk about what's good and what's not at the toll-free line. It's 1-800-878-PLAY. Once again, 1-800-878-PLAY. That is 7529 to get in and get heard wherever you are listening in this great land of ours, Bulgaria. No, the USA, baby. And not only are we on Byline, we're also on SB Nation Live. Coming through Houston, Texas, SBNationLive.com. We are on Sirius XM 211 in progress. See the man. That is the Dan Patrick channel. Good to be on Sirius. Where are my truckers at? And also the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. We're on CRN Digital Plus, too, the cable radio network channel, Junior Cable Provider, 35 million homes, and the American Forces Radio Network. If you're in the military, I'm on your side. I salute you. I come from a military family. I think most of us do, but even if we don't, we appreciate all that you do to keep us safe wherever you might happen to be listening. 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, dare I say, even AWACS overhead. We're going to talk about video games. I'm going to give away a brand new game at 40 after, so just about a half hour from now. Also, let you know what's new this week and the cheat code. Send your request to my email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. So we have less than an hour. We have about 51 minutes, so let's get to it. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738.
That's 800-278-1738.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angi to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angi app or visit Angi.com today. You can do this when you Angi that.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. And if you would like to be a part of the show, we would love to hear from you at 1-800-878-PLAY. Come on in and get heard wherever you might happen to be listening. And we'll talk some video games. You know, as we're getting ready for a new Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 on November 8th, I believe it is. And right now, Modern Warfare 2 is trying everything it can to keep us interested with yet a new season and with the Halloween holiday involved. They've got this new thing called The Haunting, and now you get souls. It's almost like a kill confirmed instead of the dog tags. You get these souls, and then you can trade them in for items and such things. And I've always drawn the dichotomy between the Battlefield games and the Call of Duty games. And for a long time, during most of the PS3 in PS4 era, Battlefield to me was far superior with the guns, and it was just because they're two different games. Call of Duty is very much a arcade type of thing, you know, kill, spawn, spawn, kill, 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 die, die, spawn, spawn, kill, die, spawn, that type of thing, which can go over and over. But yet on the other hand, you know, the Battlefield games were more, they just felt more legit, because obviously if you are dressed as Jigsaw from the Saw movies and you're running around with a lime neon green zebra stripe submachine gun and you jump in midair. That's the one thing that I hate about, and I play Call of Duty, believe me, but the one thing I hate is the jumping. And that basically is, I never do it, and I would be better off if I did, but it's just too stupid to, every time anyone jumps into a room, they jump as high as they can, and if you shoot someone in midair, unless you catch them like in the head, they're more impervious to your bullets. And then, for some reason, they're able to aim better when they're jumping in the air. The other thing that I hate is the quick shot with the sniper rifle where you don't actually look down the scope. You just pull it up for a millisecond, and then it counts as a as a shot. And like Call of Duty, for a long time, they tried different experiments. Remember the exosuit? The exoskeleton? No, it's an ant. The exosuit where you would jump in the air and then hover for a while. And then when you died, sometimes your body would like start floating. They tried that for a while. So I almost feel like, and then with the goodies, every day you sign in, you can get something. And then of course you're playing in the season pack, so you're getting tokens, and that's supposed to get you free stuff. And then now with the haunting, you get souls, and then that gets you free stuff. It's almost like they're begging you, say, please don't give up on us yet. Please, please play this game. And I do. Just the thing that I don't understand is how many people actually pay for skins and things. And I know it's kind of cool because, you know, you get to, you know, whatever, wear the outfit or get the weapon and everything. But they already got your money, and there's so much free stuff. Like, if all they gave you was, like, a Colt 45 and a helmet, you're like, well, you know, maybe I'll, you know, maybe I'll buy something a little bit better, but you know, that doesn't work too well either. But anyway, they're trying hard to keep you around and have this thing called the Haunting, and it is cool. You know, this Operation Nightmare. I'm not into the zombie thing. I never have been. I did give it a shot, but it's just so absolutely relentless that it gets old after a while. But right now with the souls, and the way it works, I've found, is like every other guy you kill, you get two of these floating skulls. So first one you get two, the next one you get nothing, and then the third one you get one. So, but it's mostly like Call of Duty, a lot of cosmetic stuff. Like for the first 15 you get a sticker of a bat that says boo, and then you get another calling card with skulls. You know what? You get 9 million free calling cards with skulls as it is. You get a candy corn charm with 60. You get a handgun called Alien Death Ray. All it is a pink and purple, looks like a Desert Eagle. And then the one thing that looks good to me is this submachine gun called Violent End, which is 200 souls. But, you know, I've already got the weapon. Every weapon you can get, I've already maxed out whatever it is. And therein lies the thing that keeps me coming back, is they give you free stuff, and it could be like a totally nerfed version of something with no range, and you get your behind handed to you, but you keep ratcheting it up, and then the next level, and then you get a longer barrel, and then you get better ammo, and then you get, you know, a pineapple grip for some stability or whatever it is, and then you finally find out one way or another that the free thing that you got is actually something worth having. But that's the thing that when I saw, you might have seen it too, I did not pre-order, and the reason I didn't pre-order the new one is because we have a pretty good relationship with the peeps at Call of Duty. Going back to Call of Duty 2 on the Xbox 360. Yeah, I told you I've been doing the show for a while. And so they'll give me a review code, which means the full game, and then they'll give me at least one, sometimes more, codes as well, and then I'll give those away here on the show. In fact, I'm giving away a pretty good game coming up here in about 20 minutes, as I always do at 40 after the hour. But to play the beta, what you had to do was pre-order the game, and that means paying for it, and I'm hoping to get it free, obviously, like I just said. But I have watched on YouTube some of the videos, and, you know, it looks nice, but you just kind of think, And they're taking all of the 09 maps and they're redoing them. And we have had a couple of those, like Rust and others, that have been redone before in the past. But, you know, it's kind of an homage. Like, if you think about, you know, every Call of Duty game, of course, is going to have the shipment 24/7. And the thing I didn't like about the shipment in this one is that you couldn't jump up into one of the containers, which is something that I would always do. And then, of course, you'd get fried up there by a Semtex or something sooner or later. But that one was a little bit missing for me. So it's just interesting, as this game is winding down, and it will still be on a server for years and years, you'll be able to play it. This will still be the latest version a lot of people have for many months to come. It just, this is the most relentless they have ever gotten to heighten it. You might say it's desperation. It's probably just smart to just hype up the former game so much with this thing called The Haunting, bringing in people like me. You know, it's like, oh, we got new zombies. I'm like, whatever. Well, with this thing, it kind of takes that little horror Halloween style thing and it throws it into your daily 6-on-6 maps, which are pretty fun. All right, we will take a quick break on the video game review. We will come on back. My name is Rick Tittle, and your call's at 1-800-878-PLAY. Come on back on the video game review.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Thank you for that. And coming up in the next segment, we will give away a brand new game. That's right, a brand new video game, as we always do at 40 after the hour. You know, it's interesting. I was thinking about, you know, somebody was asking me my favorite games over the years, and we were talking about the GameCube. And, you know, the GameCube was interesting because you had, that was when the PS2 came out, had this brand new thing called Blu-ray. And they were going to, bring the heat with this new Blu-ray thing, and it was going to, you know, revolutionize how we watched home movies, what have you. And then again, not to be outdone, the Xbox came out, which also would play DVDs. And so, as usual, you know, Nintendo would wait and look and see what was going on. And they're like, yeah, we're not doing that. We're not going super high def like these others. We're going to go ahead and have these little baby looking discs, and it's going to be super small, and that's what we're going to do. It's like, what are you doing? But Nintendo usually knows what's going on. They know the speed, and they know that they need to do what they need to do. So they came out with the GameCube. It was sort of like when the PS3 came out, and the upgrade on the Xbox 2 and Xbox One, and then what happened? They came out with the Wii, and then everyone fell over each other. Remember the PlayStation had those light-up ice cream cones that were the motion sticks? That was pretty bad to copy. But anyway, getting back to the GameCube, by far, for me, the best game was Wind Waker. And when I heard that Zelda was going to come out cell shaded, in other words, super cartoony looking, I thought, no, don't do it. But as usual, Nintendo knows what they're doing, and it was awesome. And I saw this article today from Eurogamer talking about some of their favorite islands, and they talked about Grand Theft Auto 5 and Insula. And what's going on with that island and some of the others when you look at Assassin's Creed. I mean, there are a lot of different. I think probably, too, if you go back to ActRaiser, which was an amazing game on the Super Nintendo because it was a twofold game. It was a little bit of a city builder, but it was a scrolling hack and slash too. So you were a god and you'd float in this temple with more, you got to get yourself some mobile columns and Fred Armisen. And you would, you know, look down these islands and you would plant stuff and you would give cities and everyone had a little, oh, please help me with this. And then you'd come down and you were kind of this badass looking dude and armor, and then you'd go left to right hacking and slashing everybody, and then you go back up and then you were god again and you'd go around to the next island. There was something liberating about that, but for me Wind Waker was the best as far as going to an island and then getting in your ship to go to the next island I want to call it a boat because it's a teeny little thing with one sail, but it had a really cool dragon out in the front as its masthead and figurehead, I should say. But to go island to island was very, very liberating in that game. And then you'd be in the middle of the ocean, and then they'd be like, blink, blink, and then you would drop an anchor and you would pull up something. It was usually like, you know, $5. In other words, like a blue jewel or something. But it was pretty amazing the way that game worked. Now, it's also with a little bittersweet pain. Yes, pain. When I bring up Wind Waker, because back in the days of the GameCube, the way you stored things were on these memory cards. And you remember those. The PlayStation had them too. And they would have little squares. And it'd be like, this game takes up 4 squares. This game only takes up 1. This game takes up 12 squares. I'm like, wow. And a lot of times if you bought like a Mad Catz or a third party one, it'd be for the same price. You get three times the amount of storage, but it also was a little bit risky because Sony would always say, don't use the third-party storage cards. They're not reliable. Well, I actually had a PlayStation 1. A GameCube one, and I had it in. And the cool thing also about Wind Waker is it gave you a huge map that I would spread out over this table in front of my TV, and then you could keep track to where you're going. And I mean, like, it was almost like if you drove a car before GPS. It was like one of those maps, not even Thomas Guide, like bigger, like AAA would give you. And so you could, you know, go from island to island, and then it was, you know, just so enticing, like, what is going to be on the next island? And it wasn't cookie cutter, like there were 5 different types of islands and they would just rearrange the palm trees. Each one was pretty unique. A lot of them had dungeons that you had to go into before you could reemerge, which is always a little bit of anxiety. But as I say, it's bittersweet because I would, one day I came, this is like the most horrifying thing that ever happened to me in a video game, but I put in probably at least 50 hours. It had to be at least 50 hours, probably more like 60 hours. And I was getting very, very near the end of the game. And I was taking my time. I'm not on any type of speed run. And I turned it on, and the memory card was blank. And, of course, they say if you pull it out while the game is on or the power's on, it can get erased. I never did that. I never even took it out. It just wasn't there. It died. And I told people, and they were like, well, I guess starting over sucked, huh? I go, do you think I'm going to start over and do another 50 hours to get back to where I was? No, that's not, that's not possible. There have been times, the most commitment I ever had to a video game, I'm telling you my stories here, unless you want to call in at 1-800-878-PLAY. The biggest commitment I had was on the Atari 2600. Damn, how old are you, Rick? Pretty old. I was on the 2600 when I was in high school, and I got 1,000,000 in Asteroids. And the way you got that was you had to get to 100,000, and then the score would roll over again. And you ended up usually with like the stigmata because that thing would poke a hole right through your hand, if you'll allow me that. But I remember people like, you know, my like mom and dad or my brothers were like, dinner time or whatever, or I had to use the bathroom. I'm like, no, I can't walk away. It'll be too horrific. But then again, as I reminisce, the only other time, and it wasn't as bad as Wind Waker, but the only other time I had something absolutely horrific like that happen was on the NES. It was a game called Mylon Secret Castle. You're like this little elf dude, and you would shoot bubbles. And it was a Hudson Soft game, and I got to the very end of the game, and there was this pterodactyl skeleton, and I dumped bubbles on him, and I could see it was being damaged, but it took forever. And there was a phone number on the back, and I called it, and there was this guy across the bay in the peninsula. He answered the phone. He sounded like he was eating a bowl of cereal. He had this thick Asian accent, and he kept telling me, you know, you got to be committed. I'm like, I'm dumping these bubbles on this thing for 20 minutes. He goes, yeah, you got to keep doing that. So I ended up doing it, but not until the way the game worked was when you died and you had 1 hit point, and I'll talk about hardcore mode. If you died, if you held left on the controller and hit start, you would pick up where you left off. There were no battery backups then. This is when Taft was president. I didn't care if he was fat. I liked his platforms. I voted for him. And if you held left, you could restart where you were. There wasn't even like this sort of Game Genie type of code you could put in. Nothing like that. So you had to hold left. And I thought I had pushed it down enough, but I had put in an entire day. And I mean sunrise to sundown type of entire day. And I guess I didn't push left long enough. And it put me at the very beginning again. Now that, all I could do, because you could do it in a day. It wasn't like a 50-hour commitment. The next day, I'm like, I cannot breathe another breath of air until I finish this game. It mocked me so hard. So the next day, I did the same thing. So you could say I threw away 2 days of life on Mylon's Secret Castle. But then again, I remember my brother coming over and looking at my, you know, all my systems and platforms and consoles and games. And he's like, how much does this cost? And I was almost embarrassed. I'm like, well, I spent a lot of money on all this. And he goes, don't be embarrassed. At least you have something to show for it. He goes, I've spent all my money on drinks. Like, really? He goes, yeah, it's all on drinks. All right. On that happy note, we will take a break. When we come back, though, I will give away a brand new game and we'll get into the release dates. I'll tell you what's new this week right here on the Video Game Review.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE at prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
The Video Game Review.
Prize Game.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Great to have you with us. My name is Rick Tittle, and it is 40 after the hour. It's time to give away the game this week. I got a good one today, folks. E-good. It's for the Switch. Of course it is, because it's Super Mario Brothers Wonder. Oh, wonder. Who wrote the book up? All right, tell me. Super Mario Brothers, and as I said, Wonder, and this game is getting 9s and 10s. Here's the blurb. Super Mario Brothers Wonder features Princess Peach, Princess Daisy, and Yoshi as playable characters in this new 2D cooperative platformer, in addition to familiar characters like Mario, Luigi, and Toad. Plus, Super Mario Bros. Wonder sees the debut of Mario's newest power-up, which allows him to transform into Elephant Mario. And as I said, this game is brand new. It came out on Friday. So my question is this the first ever Super Mario Brothers game? Yes or no? Let me know. Rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer wins. That's right. Not the first one. Not the 32nd one. The second correct answer. What did you just say? I know. They're very easy questions. Is this the first ever Super Mario Brothers game? Just let me know. Yes or no. And by the way, this game apparently... main story is, this is according to IGN, main story, 9 hours, stories and sides, 12 hours, everything, 17 hours. Now, earlier I talked about, you know, I can't go back and replay a game. I know several people that will play a game like Bloodborne and then just start all over. Or they'll play Skyrim as a certain class and then come back and play it as another class, because the game is a little bit different according to your abilities, obviously. the bar that Nintendo sets for itself on games like this is always incredibly high. And because of that, we're not surprised that this game is getting such fantastic ratings. The only thing that would keep this game from getting a 10 is just because it's sort of a been there, done that. It's like if you have a franchise... like the Braves, when they won, what was it, 12 straight divisions, and nobody would even go to the playoff games. They're like, wake me up if you can make it to the World Series. it was kind of like that. And it's just because we just are so used to playing these great games. But this game, as I said, with the Elephant Mario character, it's pretty cool. But I'm always amazed at how many times Nintendo, as I said, Call of Duty, it's basically the same thing, and they're already redoing their own maps. And the graphics are a little bit better and smoother, but there's never anything super groundbreaking. Mario Brothers, they seem to do that. And it's just got so much wonder in this. Every frame, all the bright colors of the Flower Kingdom. And we're talking flowers everywhere in this. And it just really catches the eyes, and it really dazzles. A lot of emphasis, obviously, on the reds for Mario and the greens for Luigi's and the blue for Toads and the pink for Princess Peach as we go on. But the animations are very, very... undeniable. Like Mario will reach back for his hat when he jumps into a pipe, a la Indiana Jones. sometimes these critters' eyes bulge in fear as they run away, and Goombas have these sort of snot bubbles on their nostrils when they're asleep. Elephant Mario will squeeze its giant body into these warp pipes and tries to make himself small, crouching under the low row of blocks. And there's just a lot more. Those just some great, great touches to it. The first time I ever saw a touch like this, just as an aside, was the first time I played Sonic the Hedgehog on the Genesis, the original. And if you just stopped for a second, didn't push pause, like if you took a phone call or whatever, what would he do? He would start tapping his foot with his arms folded. Then he would look at his wrist like he's checking his watch. Then he'd tap his wrist, and then he would fall asleep. I love little touches like that. I love that. I think one of my, I've said this before, my favorite ever little thing, and this had to be programmed by the programmers, this doesn't just happen, was Half-Life 2 Episode 2 with Alex, who is a girl, and of course she had that great, played it on the Index, first person game. It was Alex, really good. But anyway, you get outside and she's like, let's get in the Jeep. And you're driving the Jeep. And just for a second, I thought, did Alex get in? Because I was just looking at myself. I'm driving straight. I turn my head to the right. And then she turned her head to the left and winked at me like, I'm here. And I'm like, ah, that's so genius that somebody put that in. But now you might be saying, Rick, the Flower Kingdom, what happened to the Mushroom Kingdom? Well, storytelling, you can already guess. It's just another Bowser caper, and you know the powerful wonders of this new kingdom, and you're going to be fighting a lot of junior Bowsers along the way as well. But there are dozens of stages across six main worlds. The hub is Petal Isle, and so many other different looks and unforgettable little hooks and storylines. There are at least two Wonder Seeds, with one of them at the end, another hidden somewhere within that. Getting access to that hidden seed usually involves finding a wonder flower, sometimes hidden in blocks, bad guys, or secret areas, but that makes something unexpected happen. And I won't tell you what that is. I don't want to give it away. But Mario can transform into some pretty cool things as well. Or you might have a dance party just break out. There's just so much pure fun going on in this game. And then it makes me wonder, wait, is the game fun or is it just all these little gimmicks that make it fun? No. The game is actually fun. And they also have badges. We don't need no stinking badges. But the wrinkle in this 2D Mario formula comes in the form of these badges, which is about two dozen unlockable active or passive effects that you can choose to take into any level. So you can boost your spin jump, lets you tap on the right shoulder button to get the double jump, or grappling vine. Now you have hooks, or the safety bounce will let you survive a fall into lava. Sensor pings more frequently as you get close to key objects, like larger purple coins or maybe those wonder flowers, which are important, obviously. But and you can buy some of them at shops, these badges, but most of them are earned when you get the badge challenge stars. And by comparison, if you buy a badge, say it's not as fun. You didn't get to you didn't get to it. But the Elephant Mario, does that make any sense? Is it explained? No. Does it matter? No. Is he awesome? Yes. He is like the Hulk wherever he goes, and the animations are absolutely hilarious. And you tap on the Y button, sends anybody in front of you flying away when he swipes at him with his trunk. He can hold water in his trunk, dousing hot blocks and watering thirsty plants. The sheer bulk even allows him to smash bricks. He's just so fun. There's also Drill Mario with a drill bit on top of the hat. You can go into the ground or the ceiling. And you might say, what, like Dig Dug? Not exactly like Dig Dug. But there is something. And, of course, you know, good old Fire Mario as well, throwing his little fireballs. So what this is, when you talk about a 2D platformer, this has raised the bar to its highest level era. It's colorful. It's fun. It's delightful. It's unpredictable. And it's that's the thing about it. And it's irresistible. All the platitudes I can give it. And then the Elephant Mario really sums it up. So my verdict is, if you haven't been able to tell, is that you need to get this game. It's just that cool. All right, let's look at what's coming out this week in the world of video games. We have, what's the first one? Oh yeah, we have Archetype Arcadia for the PS5, the 4, and the Switch. We have Bad Dreams, which looks really spooky. That's a PS5 exclusive. Dark Envoy for the PC. Cities Skylines 2. That's a PC game. Build skyscrapers. Escapadates. Metal Gear Solid Master Collection 1. That is on the X and the S, the PC, the 5, and the Switch. Just Dance 2024 Edition. X and the S, Switch, and 5. Lord of the Rings Return to Moria on the PC. Rip Out, which is like a space game, on the PC. Stray Souls is for all the big boy systems except the Switch. We also have Taimanen RPG Ecstasy. This is a phone game for your Apple and your Droid. Dave the Diver on the Switch, and this is not even 8-bit throwback graphics. This looks like something from almost the TRS-80. Ghostbusters Rise of the Ghost Lord. It's a fun little game, kind of a Left 4 Dead type of, but more cartoony and fun. That's on the PS5. Ghost Runner 2, PC, PS5, X, and S. Hello Kitty and Friends, Happiness Parade, Switch. Journey to Foundation. This is on the PS5. Master Directive Archives Rain Code, CH Yaku, Thank You, My Detective. Guess what country that's from. There's always something lost in translation there. We also have Minico's Night Market, which is on the 4 and the 5, the X and the S and the X. We have Strategic Mind, Spirit of Liberty. This is like a Russian front, World War II. It's on all the big systems except the Switch. We also have the Taito Edition Super Pockets, which is like a little handheld. One of them is the Capcom Edition, and one of them is the Taito Edition, which is a pretty cool thing to carry around. I mean, it is super teeny. But you do get 12 games on the first one I mentioned, which includes Final Fight, 1943, Strider, Ghouls and Ghosts, and games like that. All right, we will take a quick break, and we will come on back with the cheat code. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. That's 800-433-0539. Paid for by Fix My Student Loans.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hey, thank you for that. Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review. We'll get you back to the sports talk here in just a couple minutes. It's time to close out the show in our customary fashion, which is a cheat code. When you send your request, send them to me at rick@sportsbyline.com. .com, baby. This one is from Stacy. Stacy's right. Stacy writes, Rick, what can you help me with Dead Space? Isaac Clarke needs all the help he can get. That's pretty good, Stacy. I'm here for you. I got a couple of terrific codes. While you're in play on the PlayStation, press X, Y, 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 X, X, Y, and you'll get 10,000 credits. Once again, X, Y, 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 X, X, Y for 10,000 credits. And for 5 nodes, press YX, YX, XY, XX, YX, XY. Once again, YX, YX, XY, XX, YX, XY. And you know what? I'll email these to you as well, because if you're listening and you're probably driving or something, it's hard to write down everything I just said. What did he say? XX, YY, YY, XX, XY, YY? Kind of like that. I said something like that. Thanks for sending in emails, and you can email me throughout the week if you have a video game question, comment, or a concern at rick@sportsbyline.com. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll do it again right here on the Video Game Review.